Triple M's Ruined It's for Breakfast for the Hospital Research Home Lottery. Become an instant millionaire. Visit homelottery.com.au.
104.7 Triple M.
He's a plumber.
Rudy's Plumbing. You block it, we unblock it.
He has a funny accent.
My mum's from Holland and my dad's from the Netherlands. It's a beautiful accent, isn't it?
And he also happens to be Australia's meanest TV reviewer.
Australian television, it is manure.
Please welcome to Ruined It's for Breakfast.
Every week right here on Triple M.
Rudy Vanderstone, TV reviewer.
Oh, he joins us this morning. And good morning, Rudy. And who's in your sights?
Well, it's very nice to speak to you two instead of those amateurs, Ruin Dit, men living on their past glories.
Yes.
Yeah, football and squash. Yawn, except both of you are AFL footballers.
Yeah, but we played a bit of rugby.
Bernie, I watched a little bit of the bounce.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
What do you think?
Wow, wow, wow.
No.
I don't know where to start. Let me say this. You're the least worst thing on it.
Rudy's given it.
But you may or may not know, last week I did the steaming brown Logies for the worst that Australian television has to offer because the Logies have been cancelled.
Yeah.
They've been run the steaming browns, run by Costa Georgiadis from Gardening Australia,
yeah.
A man very familiar with manure and compost. He'd love the bounce. Now, I had two controversial TV appearances last week too, one on Today Extra and one on Studio 10, that ended up in an official apology. I don't know whether you're familiar with that,
yeah,
but anyway.
We did see it.
I'm now back to my first two loves, and that is plumbing, because I'm a plumber, and making love to my wife, Marta, in inventive ways. I call it 101 things you can do with a clog. Anyway, of course, appearing on this show, in Ruin Dits in Adelaide, or in this case, Jars and Bernie. What do you call the show?
It's Jars, Bernie, and Bluey. You forgot Greg Blewett, Rudy.
Oh, Bluey, how are you,
good,
Greg?
Rudy. Good, Rudy.
I tell you what, cricket. Oh, I'd rather take to my genitals with an angle grinder than watch cricket. Anyway, lovely to speak to you, Bluey. But I do feel completely understood on this show and never have to apologise, which means you're either playing by your own rules or you disregard any industry protocols. And I think it's probably the latter.
It is the latter, yeah.
You're symptomatic of the decay of Western society.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, I am reviewing Filthy Rich on Netflix. Are you blokes across this show?
Yes.
So it's about horrific predator and pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. This documentary is probably very much at home in Adelaide. Hello, you're still on the line?
I've just passed out.
This is a fascinating series because it's all about how power completely gets out of hand. This reptile rubbed shoulders with the likes of Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, billionaires, and, of course, Prince Andrew.
Yes.
So his powerful reach was so great. There was an FBI investigation with the full cooperation of the Palm Beach Police. It went to a highest level. 40 victims were willing to testify.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, it was stopped. So who stopped it?
Who stopped it, Rudy?
Who is the chief pedophile? Now, I don't know.
Mm.
But spoiler alert, Jeffrey's dead. Oh. Now, one of the people that frequented Palm Beach Mansion, where all these massages with minors went on and all this horrible, sordid activity, was Prince Sex Pest himself. Prince Andrew, an absolute monster of an individual.
Don't worry,
we can say what we like. They won't sue us. The question is, who killed Jeffrey Epstein? I'll tell you who. The Queen. The Queen absolutely bumped him off, for sure.
She didn't, did she?
She's the head of a crime family. They've all got guns. She's wearing the bling. She's just like a gang leader. She probably, scratches up her own tunes. QE2 represent. And she definitely bumped him
off. What's her rap name, the Queen, then?
Thin Lizzy.
Oh, that's good. What's
She's
her murder weapon?
Thin Lizzy.
She shoots you so many times, they say you've got a crown of thorns or a crown of jewels or something.
So the Queen's got a gang.
She has got a gang. Now, you may remember last year's car crash interview with the BBC.
Do I regret the fact that he has quite obviously conducted himself in a manner unbecoming? Yes.
Unbecoming? He was a sex offender.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm being polite, and in the sense that he was a sex offender. But no.
But no. I was being polite. Unbecoming? He was a sex offender. and he's your best mate. So Prince Andrew, what an absolute grub.
Yes.
This is a terrible show, but it's compelling viewing. I hate it. I love it. And I hate myself that I love it.
And what do you give it?
No stars. I hate it. Goodbye. I tell you what, in terms of watching heinous people commit heinous crimes, it's up there with The Bounce.
See you, Rude. Speak to you next week.
See you, Bluey.
See you,
Bernie. We love your work.
See you, mate.
Ruined Eats are done and dusted for the day. Now it's time to win big. The Hospital Research Home Lottery. Become an instant millionaire. Visit homelottery.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.